श्री गुरु श्री नारायण श्री गुरु नमः श्री रूपं साधुजातं सहगणगुणातं साद्वैतं साद्वैतं परिणतं कृष्णदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपादां सहगणगुणातं श्री विशाखापादां नमः वो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले talking many many benefits by showing you a lecture. Prior to that, I have also tell you the fact these benefits will only be partially realized if one's quality of chanting is not very high. One cannot get the full benefits unless one's quality of chanting is very high. So when we say quality of chanting, what we mean? When we chant our Hare Krishna, we can see that our mind gets distracted. We wander to many places, different places. Because we have so many worries and concerns in our life. Because of which, one may be apparently physically muttering the mantra. Have you seen in South India sometimes the pujari, you know, he mutters the mantra. And he's looking, who are the people who have come outside? Big rich man has come. Huh? Some rich man has come in a car. Oh, that's good. So he takes the art, he goes and shows him. So at least they got him. That fellow will give him 100 rupees, 100 rupees. So he is doing worship of the Lord, but where is his mind? Mind is in the rupee note. What the Ashman is going to do. So such kind of display of so-called devotion after the pujari is not so appreciated. In the same manner, in our chanting of Hare Krishna also, he may be having a mala in hand, moving the mala and chanting the mantra also. But where is your mind? That's very important. You are where your mind is. What is this saying? You are where your mind is. So, he was present in the temple of the Lord and he may be holding the mala and chanting, physically present, but he may be mentally absent. Then the chanting will not produce so much desired result. It will only produce really partial result. That chanting. So, some people get distracted with the mind, wandering. There are others who are very tired because they haven't slept well previous night. So they are trying to chant the words please. They would knock off completely. They would still punch. They open their eyes and see, half an hour has gone, only one mala is over. What does that mean? In half an hour you think only one mala. That means you have slept off. So you have slept off like that. Then also you don't get full benefit of chanting. You get only partial benefit. In fact, there is something called as success to anything in life. For example, if somebody is